Susan Morgan lives in a brick one-story home about a mile from Fort Gillem. Morgan was recently told her house contains hazardous chemicals that seeped into groundwater beneath her home.
Concerned by me having my Down syndrome brother-in-law and my grandbaby and my daughter, pregnant daughter here again, which 7.5 months. So, yeah, I'm very concerned about the water, the air, the rebreathing.
Morgan was told her drinking water is fine, but she's not taking any chances.
Yeah, we drink plenty of bottled water, no hydrant water, and I pre-boil my water before I drink. We use it for the cook.
Morgan also says she has health issues, which could be related to the harmful air.
Later in the night, I feel like I just can't breathe sometimes.
Morgan says as a result of the toxic vapor, she's currently looking for a new home. The state says so far nearly 40 homes have been tested, and 29 results have come back. So far, 26 homes contain chemicals that are hazardous to human health. Burt Langley directs compliance for the state's Environmental Protection Division. He says prior to closing, Fort Gillem served as an Army maintenance facility. And the chemicals which entered the homes through groundwater are those commonly used to strip metal.
But in the early years, we weren't really aware of the potential dangers they could pose, and the common method of disposing of them was to put them in holes in the ground. And that's what apparently occurred at a number of places on Fort Gillem.
Langley says with residents' permission, the Army will install air ventilation systems in the 26 homes with concerning chemical levels. He says those systems are supposed to eliminate or greatly reduce any risk. If higher levels are found in any of the other homes, Langley says the Army will pay for residents to relocate while larger mitigation efforts are undertaken. Approximately 200 homes will undergo testing. Army officials did not respond to WABE by deadline. Michelle Worth, WABE News.